Captain White, time for talk.
Welcome to the program. The humanitarian situation in South Sudan remains dire. 2.5 million people need humanitarian health services. And World Health Organization country representative Dr. Fabian Ndenzako says they are working with the government to improve healthcare services. In the run-up to marking World Humanitarian Day on Friday 19th, Dr. Fabian spoke to Mirai's reporter Regina Godley.
The humanitarian situation in South Sudan is really very dire and requires a lot of work and support. South Sudan faces multiple challenges coming from natural disasters, for example, floods, you know, the conflicts, the food insecurity, and also a lot of health emergencies that contributes to humanitarian challenges. And also WHO is the chair of a health cluster, and we coordinate all the health-related humanitarian support. As we speak, we have 2.5 million people, population, who are in need of humanitarian health services, and another equivalent figure of 2.5, these are the people who are also affected by reduced support to the regular health services. Now, every year, you know, working jointly with other UN agencies, we develop what we call the humanitarian response plan. So for this year, 2022, we have almost 79% of the South Sudan population, that's around 9 million people, who are really in need of humanitarian support. And of those, 48%, 5.5 million, they are in need of humanitarian healthcare services. As a part of health emergencies, WHO, we do lead the public health response to health emergencies. And as we speak, we have a number of health emergencies in the country, from cholera, from measles, from polio, the malaria as well, and others, which we are leading in terms of response. And of course, we also support the response, health needs, response when it comes to floods, but also other things that related to conflict issues, catered, subnational conflicts, and that causes a lot of stress to populations, but also trauma as well, of which WHO need to support this population. We provide supplies. We deliver kits, for example, what we call the pipeline kits, which are kits that are meant to address or treat some of the common health conditions like acute watery diarrhea, the pneumonia, and also some of the surgical kits. We know some people, because of the trauma fight and so forth, that they require a lot of surgical, you know, interventions in terms of case management. So we provide all these kits, and we give it to states, we give it to counties, we give it to all the partners that work together to make sure that people continuously get health services in this humanitarian context.
Yes, let's look at humanitarian workers. What are some risks humanitarian workers face in South Sudan?
Humanitarian workers, they face a lot of risks. I think my number one really call would be they require a lot of protection. They are there to help populations. They are there to help hard-to-reach people, right? So number one is they require protection. Their security needs to be assured to make sure that they can actually deliver required services. If I turn maybe directed to particular healthcare workers, they also require the same. We have seen, because of insecurity, some of the attacks that are directed to health facilities, where, for example, for the past last year, 2021, up to August this year, we have seen 20 attacks to health facilities. That has, you know, led or impacted or caused 34 deaths and 68 injuries. And when these things happen, they, of course, negatively impact to service delivery to communities that are intended. So what I would say, we need protection to humanitarian workers. We need protection to health facilities to really make sure that, you know, the aid workers or workers who are providing humanitarian services, they are secured and they can deliver services to the population with no fear of themselves losing their lives.
And this means whatever is happening, whether in the communities, they should do, make sure that the workers or the humanitarian workers are safe because they are serving the population.
Exactly. So they have to be really safe, because if you are not safe, you are not sure whether you'll be able really to deliver the services. So number one is protection of the humanitarian workers, but also of health workers, but also health facilities that are really delivering the services. They have to be protected.
So the WHO has been on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic response over the past years or so. So what response is WHO providing?
WHO, we have actually done a lot. You may be aware that it's not only in South Sudan, but this is really our global call. That is what everybody is expected the WHO to really provide.
That was WHO's country representative, Dr. Fabian Zanzako, speaking to my colleague Regina Corle.